things. It's time to explore Kamala Harris, the most unpopular vice president in America since Spiro Agnew. And he was up on fraud charges. Remember, he had resigned the job of vice president because he was scandal-ridden, okay? Kamala Harris is just dragged down by general incompetence. She got like 1% in the primaries when she ran for president as a Democrat. Nobody liked her. They still don't, by the way. She was picked for one reason and one reason only, and that is the color of her skin. And how sad is that? The best candidates were boxed out. Well, we're just going to take her from California and go with that because, well, because. Val Demings from Florida, if you were going to pick a black female, would have been far superior to Kamala Harris. Val Demings, at least, is, you know, cognizant of the world around her. I may not agree with her policies, but at least she's engaging and she has something interesting to say and she doesn't cackle like a rooster that got stepped on. Sorry to the roosters. Didn't mean to insult you. But let's start with this. Kamala Harris came out, as you know, with this ridiculous video about NASA. It's going to be, you're going to be able to explore and it's going to be so wonderful and you'll be able to go to the moon and it'll be, come on. You're killing me, Smalls. You're just killing me here. So, okay, let's start with that. The fraud of Kamala Harris, right? We'll start with the fraud of Kamala Harris and the fact that not only was this video completely contrived and phony, but you are led to believe at first that she's there with a bunch of young people and young minds, young school kids who are just dreaming of space along with Kamala Harris. But then we find out, no, that's not it at all. They're all getting paid to be there because they're all child actors. Yeah, the fraud of Kamala Harris getting bigger with this ridiculous film. Child actors acting as if she cares about any of the stuff about space or anything else. It might as well have been an episode of Veep. Really. Should have credits and everything. Thankfully, the RNC did that for us. Watch.
And I just love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council. We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So. That's one of the things I'm most excited about.
And we can all be big kids, and we can all go to space and look at space stuff. Really. Really. Now, that is the scripted, contrived, fake Kamala Harris, which we often get. Which we often get. Let me give you a taste of the real Kamala Harris. What these folks in the Democrat Party really think of this country, how we got here, how we treat people. Remember, America is the most giving nation in the history of nations when it comes to charitable giving. When it comes to giving to nations that are in the middle of a natural disaster or destroyed by war or famine, who's always there first? Americans. Who always gives the most? Americans. Who always steps to the front to help any way they can? Americans. Yet despite all of that, Democrats hate this country. They hate the fact that we're here and somehow we cheated, we lied, we stole, we killed to be here. We slaughtered innocents to be here, you and I. That's what they want to tell the school kids. That's what they want you to believe. You don't think I'm telling you the truth? Listen to Kamala Harris. Here is the real Kamala Harris.
Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it.
Violence, thievery, pestilence. These people are grotesque. Let's just skip the niceties, shall we? This wasn't a family program. I'd really skip the niceties and get down to it. She's a piece of garbage. Raised in an ultra-wealthy California home. All right? Kamala Harris is about the most privileged person you will ever see. Opulent wealth she was raised with. She had no challenges, private schools, private universities, an inside track to everything. She became a U.S. senator because she had the privilege of being born in America with successful parents. That's the privilege. She had American privilege, not white privilege, not black privilege, the privilege of being an American. But she is so obtuse, her and her colleagues and those that are of the same ilk and ideology just refuse to understand the fact that America provides opportunities for everyone to exceed beyond their wildest dreams. But Kamala Harris succeeded because of American privilege. No other reason. She was given an opportunity, a step up, a hand up in life. No question. Wanted for nothing, ever. And she wags her finger dripping with jewels at the rest of us. Please. Please. I respect Christopher Columbus. He held no slaves. He enslaved no one. He transported no slaves. He committed no genocide. So stop it. Stop lying. You've been caught. The jig is up. And you are a disgrace. Please resign. Sincerely, America. Okay. Quick break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.